This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're live at Drone Focus 2018 on National Autonomous Vehicle Day. Did you know today was National Autonomous Vehicle Day? Did you know we had a day? Actually, it was...
But you probably had to drive yourself, didn't you?
I did. It was announced...
I got it. One day you won't have to.
Last year at this conference, they announced that. And I noticed in the news this morning, I forget where this was, but there was a Tesla... self-driving car, and it crashed into a police car.
Yeah,
did you see that? So I got to think that was probably done by some guy at Ford who doesn't like, you know, autonomous vehicles or something. I don't know. Don't you think? Somebody that hates Tesla and hates the idea of autonomous vehicles, because how on National Autonomous Vehicle Day do you have actually a little incident with one of those?
Yeah. You know, well, hopefully it wasn't playing some sort of cop-killing rap song on it while it was doing that, too, because then we really have a problem.
I saw a story about, there was recently an accident of a self-driving vehicle, and the vehicle hit a pedestrian carrying a bike. Do you remember this?
Yep.
This was not all that long ago. And I saw an explanation from one of the experts that said these vehicles are trained. So you sort of train the computer to see, you know, everything and recognize what it is and react accordingly, right? But it had never been trained. It had been trained to avoid a bike. It had been trained to avoid a pedestrian. But a pedestrian carrying a bike threw it for a loop. It didn't know what it was. Now, my question was, don't hit it. If you don't know what it is, just stop.
Exactly. Not to mention the fact that what about pedestrians carrying, a suitcase? Oh, we didn't have a program for that.
So, and I wouldn't want to be the model, you know, out there saying, yeah, yes, I'll be the guinea pig that holds the bike and, train this thing not to hit me. I don't know. But, look, none of this is happening, without trial and error. That's in anything, right? I mean, it just is. So I don't take any of those as reasons to... That is sort of say, hey, I don't want to go there. But since it is National Autonomous Vehicle Day, I thought it'd be interesting just to know from the audience. You can text these answers in, or you can phone them in, and we'll give away a MyPillow each hour for anybody that answers the question. And the question is this: now, not today, because obviously you want this technology good, but when this is properly tested, vetted, and received, all the necessary permits and licenses and approvals by the government and, the National Transportation Safety Board and DOT and all that, okay? Do you see yourself utilizing an autonomous vehicle? Is that something you could see yourself doing in the future? Forget the Tesla hitting the cop car. Forget the one that, ran into the pedestrian with the bike. Those are part of the beta testing, and they, are doing this to get it right. I understand, and I don't remember what it was for, but remember the driverless bus that was in Bismarck recently?
Uh-huh.
What was the conference for again? I forget what the actual was, the conference was. But they had a driverless bus, and you could ride it at the Civic Center, wasn't it? And the line to ride the bus was, like down the block. So... tells me people aren't exactly too worried about it. So once the technology's worked out, once the approvals are done, what do you think of getting in an autonomous vehicle? And I know what you're going to say. Oh, that's a little scary. You go on a ride at Disneyland, that's run by a computer. You get on an airplane, it's on autopilot. Computer.
Okay, devil's advocate, you're not going to have somebody standing in the sky with a bike.
Well, it's true, but you also got 400 people, 300 people in a plane, and a lot of lives at stake.
Oh, I know.
True, you're...
Hey,
I'm
looking forward to the day where, you're in Fargo, you got to go to Bismarck, or, like you, Watford City, or something like that, Tioga. and just push a button and it goes. I got to believe you're looking very forward to that.
I am. And then get there and have a lot done. And I don't know about you, but I sort of tire of driving, right? It just kind of, if I drive 5 hours, I don't exactly want to go run a marathon. I want to just sort of kind of, shake off the cobwebs for a little bit. So, to me,
Texter wants to know the last time an airplane hit a bicycle.
Yeah, we'll check into that.
We'll check into that one.
Yeah, we will. Another texter says, when a semi loaded with grain can drive itself to the grain bin, unload itself, and drive back to the field empty, I would be interested.
Well,
I'm telling you, I bet that's not too far-fetched.
I mean, it wasn't that long ago that GPS technology in fields was something we'd have all scoffed at, and yet what do we got?
The other thing I wanted to tell you about here at Drone Focus, and then I'll tell you about the rest of the show here, they have the program just started. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford is on the stage right now. And they have a little, breakfast bar, I guess I'll call it, okay, here. And so I go up to the breakfast bar this morning. I see these little things. They look like little scones to me, but they're softer than that. So I'm like, what is this? And Todd, I want you to know, I just finished eating a mini pie.
A mini pie?
They're mini pies. Yeah. Mm. But they look like little, scones. They're just, I can't even tell you how good they are. Mini pies.
Nice.
Yeah.
Torture me more.
There's blueberry and apple, and I've never seen one of those before. There's a card here that says sugar plum, bake, treats, confections, crystal cassette, the owner and the baker. And I have to tell you that I, besides thinking how good they were and how I love little treats like that, sweet tooth that I am, I love the innovation of folks like that. I really love it. Whatever you do, right? I mean, technology is changing the game in so many ways. We're here talking about National Autonomous Vehicle Day. But, 10 years ago, who'd have thought? And here we are talking about it. It's actually happening right now. Testing's going on, and maybe someday this listener here is going to be able to send a semi with grain to the grain bin, unload itself, drive back to the field, and, save time. I guarantee you that the technology is changing in many ways, and it's so neat. The oil industry. You look at what's happening out there. That's a technology play. That's not an oily play, industrial play. That's a technology play. The reason they've gone from, nearly 200 rigs and production around 1 million barrels to now 60-some rigs and the same production is technology. And it's happening all the way around us. And I'm blown away by it. I really am. Whether it's, somebody innovative that says, hey, I can make a really good little mini pie, and I'll take a picture of this and put it online, and people will see it, and there will go. One of the reasons that a lot more of this is happening is because of technology of the Internet. I don't remember her last name. The kids would know this, but there is a woman by the name of Molly, who is a, I think she's a Connecticut native. I can't remember where she's from, but she's from out east. She goes to Juilliard. She meets a young man from East Grand Forks, Minnesota, happens to come from a family of sugar beet farmers, okay? And this young man takes over the farm for his parents in East Grand Forks, and she comes out, so she's this totally foreign to her now, Minnesota and a farm, and, I'm big city girl, everything else, but she's a really good cake baker, and she does these really cute, nice cakes. Well, she has, like, millions of followers now on Instagram and Facebook because she makes really cool-looking cakes. There was a story about her in one of the papers here not long ago, and Haley, our daughter, had a birthday this week, and my wife drove up with Haley to pick up the cake, bring the cake back, and have the birthday cake. I kid you not. But see, we don't even know what kind of cake she makes. You can't even see him without technology. So it doesn't matter what you do. There are so many ways to do it now, and so many ways to get the word out about it. It's pretty darn cool. So I think it's, to me, it's very, very exciting. Another texter says, I don't see myself getting in an autonomous vehicle because you would be absent the freedom you have driving now. When it's all said and done, do you really want the government in control of your driving routes? You know it will come to that. Well, that's a good question. I don't know, how do you program that? how do you say, you know, I think I want to stop in Valley City and have one of those burgers at PetroServe USA because I got a little hankering for it. Yeah, I'm sure you control that. Do you not? I think you do. I think you do. But these are all good questions. We'll continue to keep asking and you know, working through and everything else. So, you know, this is all part of the fun. Look at these two. Did you find the mini pies? Yeah, exactly. But Tom Sawyer, do you hear me talking about him? Yeah. Have you found him yet, though, is the question.
No.
I think anytime anybody comes to Grand Sky, they ought to get a mini pie. I think that should be part of the thing. Tom Sawyer from Grand Sky just stopping by. Just heard us talking about the mini pies. See, we're going to sell some mini pies, I guarantee you. Exactly right. Perfect. Exactly. Tommy Kendall here as well. Drone Focus is underway, and if they have nothing else, they have good music. They started with rappers, Todd. I think that's how they get old fogies like me to get interested in what's going to be starting on the program any minute. But they actually started with rappers today. Greg Tavine is going to join us on the program to talk about that and also much more. Stay tuned. Don't forget the MyPillow contest. Yes or no on the autonomous vehicles. Let us know. 800-228-0550. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Plains Apache are the pros. That's what you need to know about my friends at High Plains Apache, because when you spray as much as you do, you really want pros. You want support from the pros. You want folks that know spray application, and really nobody knows spray application like the folks at High Plains Apache. High Plains Apache. They are in Mandan. They are in Frontier just south of Fargo, exit 60, the Walmart exit there off I-29. And, of course, they're online anytime at highplainsapache.com. What do you need? Tips? Got it. Parts? Done. Service? The best. And, of course, that full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including Apache self-propelled sprayers, too. Can't forget that. High Plains Apache. And online at highplainsapache.com. Let's get to the phones here, 800-228-0550. So Greg Tavine will be here from the Drone Focus. We're going to talk with some more of the presenters here and to give you a little flavor of what's happening on National Autonomous Vehicle Day. Governor Tim Pawlenty, he has a lieutenant governor. Michelle Fischbach, the current lieutenant governor, just recently sworn in, will be his candidate, running mate, for his race to return to run Minnesota. And seems like I'm forgetting something. Our flag pole guy will be here, and we're trying to track down Brent Sanford. We don't have a confirmed time with him yet, so we'll see if we can do that. Matt's on the road. What's on your mind, Matt?
Hey, Scott. I have a couple of issues with autonomous vehicles before I'm willing to jump into it. One is a practical matter, and that has to do with actual securing the entire grid with it. Like, as of right now, it's not secure. I mean, the last thing I would want is being in a autonomous vehicle and have hackers able to stop traffic or route vehicles.
Sure. No, that makes total sense. But that's
factor, and that's not secure yet.
Right, but it isn't secure. I mean, our grid. You could say the same thing about power. I mean, somebody could have the power to kill us if they could shut off the power. Right? And in the middle of a ridiculous blizzard, a 100-degree day. So that's in many things, right? Nuclear power plants, the grid has to be secure all the way around. I don't think that's special to autonomous vehicles, would it be?
No, but since it hasn't been in place yet, and there's that genie hasn't been taken out of the bottle quite yet. So that's first and foremost. And again, I don't argue with the potential lives saved. That's self-evident. But the other part of it is I want more transparency on the morality being programmed into the algorithm for what decision these cars are making. And what I mean by that is, who is it prioritizing for protection? I'll use an example. It really goes to the trolley problem in philosophy. And that's, let's say you're driving down Main Street in Fargo, and you get up to Broadway, right? You've got a group of pedestrians on your right. You've got oncoming traffic to the left, okay? And you're heading, let's say you're heading east toward Moorhead, and a pedestrian looking at his phone walks out into the street when he's not supposed to be there. So now the car has three decisions to make. One, hit the pedestrian who's really negligent for being there in the first place. Two, swerve right and hit a group of pedestrians, so there's more than one, or swerve left and hit oncoming traffic, putting the driver in jeopardy. I want to know what's being coded into those algorithms to make those decisions. Because number one, I'm being selfish here, but as a driver, I want myself to be prioritized first and foremost every single time. And so now I want to know, is the car prioritizing one human life, even though it's negligent for being in traffic in the first place? Is it prioritizing a group of humans who are on the right side and, standing, out of the way? But those are the types of decisions that the vehicles have to make. And the problem is, right now, the only way we know that's being coded in there is the moral code of the coder himself. Or if it's not the coder himself, what is Google or whomever telling him to code in there? What are the priorities? We don't know. I think we need transparency on what exactly is being encoded in there. And I think once we start asking those questions, moral relativism falls out of the way pretty quickly. We start to cut to the chase on what's valuable and what's not, and what should be protected and what shouldn't.
Interesting. You thought a lot about it. I think the only thing I would say is a lot of the issues you're concerned about are things we should be concerned about and sort of in that whole cybersecurity space anyway, and how you inform it. But I hear you. There's a lot to think about. There's no doubt about it. I just think so much of it is already happening, and because it works, we think it's okay. Texter says, Scott, I think autonomous vehicles would be great I can have my vehicle drop me off, park itself blocks away, then use my app. It can come and pick me up. On long trips, I can just take my pillow and relax. Hope that's my pillow. Chad and Beulah, what say you?
Morning.
Hi there.
You ever been to a boat ramp on a busy Saturday morning or a Sunday morning and watch some of them guys back their boats down? I think there's a few people that could definitely use an autonomous pickup.
Yep.
You got behind that guy before, too, huh? I hear you.
Yeah. All right, have a good day.
All right, although that has been me on a bad day. If I can see, like if I get up and look at the trailer, I'm fine. But if I can't see the trailer and I have to rely on the rearview mirror, I'm a hot mess trying to back those things up. But I hear you. That'd be, Doug Burgum one time was telling me, I think Bo Bateman actually was telling me the story about a conversation he had with Doug Burgum about one of the pain points as a farmer of going and wanting to drop off your grain and wait, right? And the big long lines and, you know, similar kind of thing. You're waiting for different folks. And, Bo was using as an example of how the governor's brain works when he said, you know, we were on a drive one day and we're talking about this really being, you know, how much time that takes and manpower and everything else. And he said, really, really, there ought to be like a, that would be like a, you know, an app for that where you get a allotted time and you're in line at that time and know you'll be through at a certain amount of time. And I just think there's ways to fix a lot of these things. Roger on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
I'm getting a little bit old to be worrying about whether autonomous vehicles will be useful to me or not. But I can see the use for them. I know the farmers are using them out in the fields, you know, on their tractors. The guys don't have to do anything until they get down to the end of the road and roll, and then they turn it around. Other than that, I just don't see where it's going to be useful for truck drivers. We drive out here on the road, and I see it losing a lot of jobs is what I see is happening.
So what you're saying is the trucks become autonomous, and therefore they don't need the driver? That's what worries you?
Yeah, because they're already testing them out in California, you know, and I know that they've had a few problems with their technology, but I watched a deal on it where the truck they showed the truck actually going to a docking itself, you know. It was pretty amazing, but didn't need a driver, you know, and that's what I'm afraid of.
Well, technology is going to displace people. There's no doubt about that, but we have an insatiable need for a workforce, so I don't think it means, a high unemployment rate. I've seen some people that believe that, though, that artificial intelligence is going to lead to that at some point in the future, where there's going to be the job market's going to be disrupted in a big way. It's a fascinating topic. Thanks, Roger.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. That's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake 2.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a New York City dinner meeting last night between Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and one of North Korea's top officials, the two men are sitting down again today to continue their talks about a possible summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Asked what he thinks these talks are aimed at, military analyst retired General Jack Keane says Kim has apparently sent some messages on to Pompeo, who's to deliver them to President Trump, including that Kim wants the summit to happen.
At after a week prior of confusing and mixed signals that brought our president to terminate our participation in the summit. Second, he's likely to commit to denuclearization program in some form or fashion. And also, in return, he really wants security for his regime, and he wants that permanently and definitely.
He spoke on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
On What's on Your Mind, live from the Fargo Civic Center today for Drone Focus 2018 on National Autonomous Vehicle Day. That's right, which started last year at this conference, as a matter of fact. So they're celebrating the first anniversary of National Autonomous Vehicle Day, and we're asking you about that. Anything else on your mind? There's some other news going on. Donald Trump has announced he'll be pardoning Dinesh D'Souza. Remember Dinesh D'Souza? Todd, author and filmmaker. Someone that was a political opponent of Barack Obama and during the Obama administration was charged with, I forget what it was, but it was nothing to do really with his books or anything, but it had something to do with a donation that he provided. I can't remember. Some kind of campaign finance violation, but it was... It was a political hit job is what it was, and the president announced today he's going to announce a full pardon on that. Also, news you'll be hearing a lot more about today, and the sky is falling crowd will be out in full force on this one. The president or the administration planning to impose new duties on steel and aluminum imports from three key trading partners, European Union, Canada, and Mexico. After failing to reach deals with them to address national security concerns related to imports. That was announced today by Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. So this is interesting because, you know, China, if you remember, there was this escalating trade dispute and there was a ceasefire in that the president announced, but these three couldn't do it. The three were previously given temporary exemptions from the duties, which is 25% on steel imports and 10% on aluminum. In the case of Canada and Mexico, the U.S. had hoped to address its national security concerns as part of renegotiating NAFTA, but those talks have taken longer than expected, and there's now no precise end date in sight, so that's why they're saying we need to go with this. Same thing on European Union, evidently made some progress, but not enough to warrant a permanent exemption or another temporary exemption. What this is, again, folks, is more negotiation. These are not, these are not yet in place. I'm trying to remember when they would go in place, but it's a ways off, and it's another negotiating tactic. But you'll be hearing a little bit about it. You'll be hearing more about it, no doubt about that. Go ahead and roll that call that came in during the break, Todd, if you would, and then we'll get back to more of these calls at 258-0550.
Yeah, I've heard a couple of times said that, you know, we're going to save lives, we're going to save lives, and I don't agree with that. I mean, first of all, foremost, this is partially based on laziness, and we've seen that slippery slope, which is why we've gotten to this point. People can't turn their heads around and check and be responsible. They have to have a camera. You know, you name it, and this is going to continue on this slippery slope downward. So I'm not sure that I buy the fact that this automatically by a robot saves lives. Thanks.
All right. I don't think it's, you could say, you know, let's take hydraulic fracturing, horizontal drilling, and taking what once was $10, $12 million in 45 days to drill a well, now reduced to $6 million and, you know, as quick as 14 days, 12, 14 days. You say, well, that's just because they're lazy. They just don't want to do as much. I see it as an advancement of technology that makes the other things available. I don't really see it as laziness. To me, if we can figure out how to do this, and the roads ultimately are safer as a result. In other words, we just take for granted people are going to die on the roads. There's cars, so people die, right? We really don't do that in anything else. You know, we don't say in planes, well, people fly, people are going to die. You know, you press and press and press, and that's gotten safer and safer. So I don't share that view. I'm okay with it. I don't want to just wholeheartedly embrace it and say it'll be great. I want to trust but verify. But in my mind, technology can be used for good. You need good moral people governing it, certainly, but it can be used for good. Tom and Mandary, what's on your mind today?
Well, Scott, I've been out of state since September, and I've missed your voice.
Well, we missed you listening. Glad you're back.
Anyway, I was wondering at some point here in the next week or two if you could do an update on Dakota Access, the status of the environmentalist lawsuits, the pipeline companies' racketeering lawsuit, state of North Dakota going after income tax, the capacity of the pipeline, you know, just a few details like that.
Sure. In fact, I think Friday is the anniversary of oil flowing. That started a year ago, and there have been enormous impacts as a result of that, so I was planning to do something anyway just to kind of get an update on some of the numbers from Ryan Rauschenberger and others to, you know, what's the last year brought, but good idea on the lawsuit side and where that's at, and some of the other things as well. So good suggestion.
Well, I look forward to your Friday program.
All right. Well, keep listening and don't go anywhere. We wondered who that, you know, because we keep pretty close tabs on who's listening. And there's a lot of people out there. And Todd had been saying, you know, one short around Mandary. And now we know. So yeah, glad you're back. Todd, we solved this puzzle. Got to figure it out.
Now the puzzle we need to solve is, did the people who earned an income in North Dakota during that time file their tax returns as they're legally obligated to?
Exactly, yeah. Right.
Wonder my guess is they did not, but just a guess.
Well, let's find out. Let's get to the bottom of it. I know efforts are underway. Jamie's on the road. What's on your mind, Jamie?
Oh, on the autonomous vehicles. The one caller was talking about hacking them. They already do hack these vehicles that have GPS, for instance, General Motors OnStar. There's videos on YouTube showing that they could be hacked to limit your speed on the highway and all that other stuff. And then as far as the autopilots on airplanes and the autonomous vehicles, you still need to be in control of that vehicle. That operator does. It's not, even on an airplane, autopilot isn't a save all. You still got to be in control of that plane. And then another guy was talking about backing boats. Ford already has a system for that, for their pickups, so you can back up. So they'll back a boat on their own.
Is that right? I know they diagonal park and parallel park. I've heard of that before, but wow, I didn't realize they were backing the trailers up too. That's pretty amazing.
I'm not sure exactly how it works, but they did show it. There is a video on it.
Yeah, they've had that on a TV commercial for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it. That's perfect. Thanks for the call, Jamie. Much appreciated. Christian in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hi, this is Christian from the Todd the Radio Guy Agnostics. I just wanted to put in my two cents here. Back in the 30s, I believe it was, when the Industrial Revolution was hot and heavy,
people were in a fright because they thought that there would be nothing for them to do. Because the machines were going to do everything. And so there was a big fear that unemployment would go crazy if we let, you know, these places become mechanized. Well, that didn't work out that way, did it? It's the same thing with the autopilots, auto-driving trucks, auto-driving buses, whatever you're going to have driving itself. People are afraid they're going to lose their job driving truck because it's going to be going down the interstate by itself. They'll find something else for them to do.
Well, so I do believe that. I do believe that, you know, there is never going to be a shortage of hard work. There are people that are not afraid of hard work. An ethic. They'll be fine. They'll be fine. There'll be something for them to do. You know, I mean, they can use their brain that are great. I mean, you look at the workforce needs. Just look at North Dakota right now today. Without any of this stuff, we're sitting here with at least 16,000. Some people think as many as 40,000 jobs that are open right now today.
You look at the injury rate on employees before the Industrial Revolution and the injury rate on employees, say, 10 years after or 20 years after the Industrial Revolution, it went down considerably. The same thing will happen with this technological revolution. We're gonna drop our deaths on the interstates by a fraction, large fraction.
I have seen some studies that suggest that, artificial intelligence and some of the technology taken to, its logical conclusion, if you will. What is possible now? Not what we're doing, but what is possible based on what's on the drawing board to where it's going, could be a major disruptor in the workforce that we don't envision. But I also believe the ingenuity will be there to say, how do you use those brains? What do you do with that,
I'm in that position right now because I've been a driver for 16 years and recently lost my medical ability to drive. So I'm looking at changing my entire method of earning a living because I'm forced into it. Well, you're going to be forced into it with the automatic driving cars. It's going to happen.
Yeah, great points. Appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. There was talk going on around 15 years ago on the Mississippi River about trying to operate riverboats using GPS. This would be a disaster. Many of those riverboats are pushing $50 million worth of chemicals or grain. What do you think will happen when they crash and the barges break apart? It won't be good. In fact, it'll be a huge disaster, says one texter. Are we getting so lazy that we need autonomous motor vehicles? I don't trust it, says another. For me, to get in a car with no driver, I would have to be drunk. And I've been sober for 17 years, so that won't happen, says Richard in Bismarck. Adam says, 100% no. Driverless vehicles will mean the death of autonomy. Legislation will be introduced to remove the human pilot in the name of safety and convenience. What happens when accidents occur? And they will. Who is liable in court? Everybody's thinking about this in such a very unique way. I love it. It isn't just like yes, no, or flippantly, dismissing it or saying it's great. I love the way you're thinking about this. Another, if a driverless vehicle runs over and kills a human being, is the driverless vehicle charged with manslaughter? Well, those are legal questions that are going to have to be worked out as well. I think in that most recent case with the pedestrian carrying a bicycle, that's one of the reasons they're going to have to figure that out. All right, short break. We'll come back and talk with Brent Sanford, Lieutenant Governor of the great state of North Dakota, and our friend Jim the Flagpole Guy, too. So stay tuned for that coming up after this on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Before the top of the hour, back live at the Drone Focus 2018 conference on National Autonomous Vehicle Day. Talking a little bit about that on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. Remember, you get up to 50% off everything they sell when you call them at 800-506-9028. That's the toll-free telephone number, 800-506-9028, or MyPillow.com. Just use the promo code Scott. The Lieutenant Governor of our great state, Brent Sanford, is here. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Great. Great to be here.
I notice a little twinkle in your eye at events like this. Why do you have that twinkle?
It's innovation. It's the future. Future of North Dakota's economy right here. We're looking at what types of opportunities there are for our people, for our investors, for private industry, and it's really exciting. This is something where we actually have a foothold in being at the tip of the spear of an innovating new industry. And it's right here.
The greatest feature of Facebook is the memories that come up. That's because then I can remember things. Otherwise, I could do without it. Today, it was Elaine Chao.
Yep.
A year ago at this event.
1 year ago.
Drone Focus. What's happened since then? When the the Secretary of Transportation was here, noticing what was happening in North Dakota.
And when she was here at one of the panels that I sat in on, she told me afterwards. She said, "I cannot believe the level of collaboration that you see in this building and in this state." She said, "You all get along." And I said, "That is the magic of North Dakota. It's a small enough place. We're one degree of separation. We pretty much know each other, and we all have to get along. We all have to live here together. And it's like a small city that's on a huge footprint, right?" And so she noticed the collaboration. She noticed how everyone plays ball, how we have buy-in from the governor's office all the way down to private industry, local government, DOT, Commerce Department. She noticed that collaboration. So then we actually were invited to numerous meetings over the last year with the White House, with USDOT, with the FAA, asking how this should play out, how this industry should move forward. This administration is interested in the UAS industry moving forward. You know, they're asking questions like, why isn't package delivery being tested? Why is this being done in other countries and not here? So they're asking good questions. And I have to tell you, the people here that are working in this every day, Nick Blom at the test site, people up at Grand Sky, people down here in Fargo that are at NDSU and doing the ag-based research work, they have a respect for the FAA. So it's almost like a counterbalance of us in North Dakota that are doing the work saying, wait a minute, the FAA does a great job of keeping safety in the airspace. So we need to slow walk this, but we need to keep it moving forward. And getting to that holy grail of beyond visual line of sight is where everyone wants to get to. But as some of your callers' earlier calls are pointing out, I mean, there's concerns. You can't just all of a sudden open it up and tell the FAA that we're going to have drones and flying cars and everything all over the place and no regulation and no thought to how the safety is going to work on this. And so it's very complicated, complex, but very exciting, and it's coming.
What is the significance of the Department of Transportation selecting North Dakota as one of 10 sites around the country? I know there are hundreds of applications, and they were looking all those. It boiled down to 10, and North Dakota is one of the 10. What difference will that make?
Yeah, out of only 10 in the country, you think about that, of the hundreds of applications that were turned in by other states, other communities, other large vendors. I mean, this is something where we had a lot of national-type technology vendors reaching out to us, wanting to partner. We eventually ended up with 35 partners of local government, tribal, industry partners that joined the application with the North Dakota DOT. And the UAS test site folks and the DOT folks worked together, put the application in and received the award, one of the 10. What we're hoping is that it puts a big spotlight on North Dakota, that maybe the private side of this, the smaller drone testing for the commercial application, hasn't noticed what's happening here with the more defense and ag, precision ag type lead that we already are taking with the test site activities, that this puts a brighter light on the fact that the whole state's open for business on this, and we're actually a nationally selected pilot program to actually test beyond visual line of sight flying statewide over people at night. I mean, these are the next frontiers getting towards that beyond visual line of sight holy grail.
We had a gentleman call earlier and said, "Hey, I'm a truck driver. That's how I make my living. And if this works as it's supposed to, I'm not going to have a job. There'll be a lot less of me." What do you say to somebody like that sees this as a disruptor?
Well, there's been a lot of disruptions over time with technology, and it seems like there's always a job that is a higher level if you know the industry. And so similar to robotics and manufacturing plants, I think that's how one should look at it. There needs to be someone that understands what manufacturing is, that knows how the manufacturing process works, and then designing that process. There might be robotic arms lifting something and putting something on an assembly line, but there's people that are programming it. There's people that are designing the layout, designing the process, putting the process together. And the autonomous trucking industry is fascinating to think about. And all you have to do is be driving on the interstate and drive by a semi-truck and think about, if there wasn't a person in there, how would you feel? So it's very conflicting.
A little scary right now.
It's very conflicting. We have a long ways to go.
Yeah. But I also see the pace at which this change is happening, and so you realize it's here. So let's get under the hood and shape it to be the best it can be. And really see a wonderful opportunity for our kids and grandkids, because to me this is about a jobs juggernaut is what it is, right?
It is, and it's something where then the governor and I just let the people go, let the entrepreneurs go, let wind this up and let the private business innovate and move forward, and then what happens? You need to have more people here, more jobs to fill. And we have a severe shortage of workforce in this state. We have 2% unemployment, 15,000 plus job openings. I mean, it's something where that's what we're doing every day. Is we're trying to provide the education, the support for communities to be able to add more people, more workers.
Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford of Drone Focus 2018. We're going to talk to Greg Tavine as well coming up here in a little bit, and many more folks.
Thank you,
sir. Yep, good chatting with you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Your calls, questions, and comments, welcome to. Don't touch that dial. Back with more. Downtown Fargo after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust, live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.